BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Jack, have you found your PE kit? Granny's waiting in the car. She's ready to go.
Oh, Neil. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Sorry, I was after Pat or Tony. I'm not interrupting.
No, it's fine. Come on in. I was just screaming up the stairs at Jack. I mean, honestly, the boys leave anything lying around the farmhouse, given half a chance. Mum's taking Jack to school, so I can grab a quick chat with Kirsty before work, and Dad's probably out with the calves. Can I help?
Well, I thought you might be busy, especially with no George and all.
Yeah, it is a bit all hands to the pump.
Yeah.
How's Emma?
Fine. Yeah, she's handling things as best she can.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway, I can speak to you as it happens.
Oh, happy Jack. What's the chances he didn't find his PE kit? And Muggins here will have to drive over to Loxley Barrett to deliver it before his lesson. Oh, sorry, Neil, rant over.
Ah, no, you're all right. I do remember what it was like juggling school times and work. Anyway, I came to offer my services.
Sorry?
I've got the week off work. Only Susan's working, so I've got nothing much to do. I thought I could help out here, given you're a man down. I know how hard it is to get casual staff.
Oh, Neil, you can't work on your week off. You should put your feet up, have some rest.
Oh, I'll rest when I'm dead, as they say. Thing is, Helen, I used to have to make some time to help out with Martha, but now Chris and Alice have got it mostly covered, so I haven't even got that to keep me busy. It'd actually be doing me a favour to be able to get me hands dirty here.
Well, if you ask again, I won't be saying no.
Oh, then I'm asking.
Great. Well, I'm just waiting for Kirsty, but there are some potatoes that need crating and shifting to the packing shed.
Oh, consider it done.
Hello. The door's on the latch.
Oh, Kirsty, we're in the kitchen.
I'll go and make a start, shall I?
That's brilliant. So kind of you, Neil.
Hi, Helen. Oh, Neil, morning.
Hello, Kirsty. See you then.
Oh, okay. See you.
Morning. Tea?
Oh, please. You sure it's okay me coming so early?
Yeah. Mum, bless her, took Jack to school. Henry got the bus on time, thankfully. So might even toast us a couple of bagels if you behave.
Oh, now you're spoiling me. Neil left quickly. Hope I didn't interrupt anything.
No, actually, although I certainly wouldn't want to work if I had time off.
Eh?
Oh, it's nothing.
Did he say how they're doing? Emma and everyone?
Well, I asked and he said they were managing, but I think we can imagine what they're going through.
It's just tragic all round, isn't it? Must be so tough on the family.
I know. Well, we both know, May. Butter on your bagel and jam or cream cheese? Mum's kitchen's better stocked than mine.
Whatever you're having.
Okay. So anyway, how are you?
Well, that's not exactly great news either.
Oh, really?
Oh, you know, I've been looking into getting a mortgage to see if I can buy Willow Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's looking impossible.
Really?
It's like I definitely need to get another job, one that pays better and has more stability. And even then, I'm not sure I'd get enough to buy out Roy and Ailey.
Even with the rent from Beechwood?
Well, a chunk of that goes towards that mortgage. What's left plus what I get from rewilding isn't enough for me to buy Willow Farm.
Okay, well, you know, you've got your house to fall back on. If you sell it, the boys and I can find somewhere else. Yep, or if you want to move back, we could all muddle through together for a bit.
Thanks, Helen. I just hate that I'm in my early 40s and finances are still an issue.
It's not just you, Kirsty.
I know. And honestly, I just couldn't imagine myself back at Beechwood. Not to live there. I realise I'm in a good position to have it after my divorce, but... Well, you know how I feel about it. I can just about manage to be there now you and the boys have settled in. It really feels like your place now.
But it's just a house. Bricks and mortar.
Sorry, but the idea of living there is still not an option for me. Don't think it ever will be.
Neil! What are you doing here?
Oh, helping out. Just getting these potatoes to the shop.
You're helping out?
I thought I'd ask if they needed a hand here, given they ain't got George.
And you think carting a load of taters about's going to help with your funny turns?
Shh, 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 keep your voice down. I'm fine.
Have you booked that appointment to see the GP?
Yes, I've got one for this morning.
Oh, great.
Hardly. Of course I haven't got one, Clary. Oh. Appointments like gold dust these days. And I haven't got time.
You've got a whole week off. And if you don't make good use of it, I'll be speaking to Susan.
No,
I will. I've held off so far.
Please don't make a fuss. Look, I promise I'll get round to making an appointment. Now, I'd better get these to the shop.
Oh, thank you, Neil.
Clary, you got a minute?
Oh, of course, Pat. Everything okay?
Yep. Just dropped Jack at school. He was telling me Henry's got a school project. Something about roast dinners with a difference. And he's looking into goat meat.
Oh.
Well, I've eaten goat a few times, but I've never cooked it, have you?
Well, I thought you're the expert with your little herd.
Yeah, but they're for milking. I've never kept goats for meat. Funny how the grandchildren expect us to know everything.
It is. I've just had Poppy convince William and Edward to do an Apple Day event over at ours.
Oh, that's nice. What are you doing?
Well, we haven't planned it yet. But if Poppy's involved, it'll be apple decorating and experimenting with recipes and Lord only knows what else. I'm not even sure we should be doing it, if I'm honest. What if no one shows up?
I understand you might have doubts, but could be just what the family needs. Something to do together. If I can get away, I'd love to come. I'll bring Jack and Henry and the twins along.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Were you talking to Neil?
Yes.
I wonder what he's doing here.
Helping out, he said.
Oh, on the farm?
Yeah.
Well, it's very good of him. Hasn't he got work at Barrow?
Actually, if I could have a word about Neil... Oh, you can't tell him I said nothing.
Oh, I feel so bad coming here first thing and dumping all this on you.
Oh, don't, Kirsty. Honestly, it's just life, isn't it? Roy's decided to stay with Lexi, so are your livings for sale, and so the dominoes start falling.
I know, but you and the boys are so settled. I don't want to have to sell.
Kirsty, if you can't live there, you need to live somewhere. Of course you have to sell. Don't worry, me and the boys will sort something out.
Yeah.
We will, honestly. It'll work itself out. Oh, come here.
Oh. Thanks, Helen. Right, I better get off.
Me too. Susan and Clary will wonder where I've got to.
Neil, wonder what you were doing here.
Hi, Pat. I've just been helping Tom out with the veg. The boxes are packed for deliveries today, so he said to bring the leftover beets to the shop.
OK. Then maybe you can take a break.
Oh, plenty to do. I said to Tom I'd do some weeding in the polytunnels when I'm done here.
Well, as long as you're not overdoing it. Mm-hmm. Gather you've got a week off from Barrow.
Ah, no, better when I'm busy. You know me.
Oh, well, look, leave the beets here and I'll restock in a second.
Well, it's no bother.
No, really, I'll be fine.
Right, John. Yeah, I'll see you then, Pat.
And be sure to take a break.
Oh, hey, Neil. Oh,
all right, Helen.
Hi, Mum. How's it going? I've just come to check the fridges.
Oh, thanks, love. We're fine at the moment. Maybe some strawberry yoghurt in the smaller pots when you're ready, but nothing urgent.
Okay, great.
Oh, and I got your text earlier. Jack did find his PE kit this morning.
Ah, excellent. Thanks, Mum.
Not at all. Helen, did you ask Neil to come and help out today?
No, he offered, even though he's got a week off work.
I know.
Oh, you've spoken to him then? He was with Tom and Dad before.
Yeah, he's been helping with the veg boxes, only...
What?
Well, I'd hate for him to overdo it.
Why? What do you mean? Is there a problem?
Well, Clary thinks there is. Only we can't say as much to him. You have to be a little sensitive around these matters.
Ah, you're just in time for the rain.
I know. At least we're in the polytunnels. How's the weeding going?
Oh, fine.
I brought you over some tea and a sandwich.
Oh, there's no need for that. I expect Susan's packed me something with her lunch.
Well, then have this as a ridiculously late elevensies, then.
Oh, if I start doing that, I'll be asleep in the corner before you know it.
Well, that wouldn't be such a bad thing for your week off. Shall we sit?
Ah, well, if you insist.
All right. Right. Cuppa?
Oh, thanks. You know, coming here this morning, hearing you calling up after Jack.
Oh, we were a bit all over the place.
Yeah, it reminded me of when Susan had the kids at home. They used to challenge her some mornings, I can tell you.
Well, I'm just glad you saw them at Mum and Dad's. If you saw our mornings at home, it would be embarrassing.
No matter how hard it was, I'd be lying if I didn't say I missed it, having the kids at home.
Susan mentioned they're not speaking at the moment, Chris and Emma.
Yeah, that's about the size of it.
Well, that must be hard.
Well, it's hard on all of them, Emma, Ed, Will. On the one hand, I've got Chris and Martha saved from more pain, thank goodness, and Alice, of course, but then on the other side, round and round it goes.
I can't imagine what it would be like if Henry or Jack were in prison.
Well, don't imagine what hasn't happened, Helen. I just hope our George can survive it.
You know, I spoke to someone, a counsellor, after Rob died.
Mm-hmm.
It really helped me.
Oh, good.
I think it's the ability to unburden yourself in front of someone who doesn't know any of the people involved.
Oh.
You know, there's no worry that you might upset them or that anything you say could get misinterpreted or spread around.
Oh, that's something to consider. Was it expensive?
It wasn't cheap. But, you know, when it comes to our mental health and well-being, it's worth it.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. Emma and Ed are getting on well with the tree surgery business, I suppose, and maybe I could contribute. I'll definitely mention it to them.
Oh, well, great, but don't forget yourself in all of this, Neil.
Me?
Yes, you're a part of the family too, and it's affecting you too.
No, I'm fine.
Are you? Really?
Listen, I can talk plenty about anything to Susan.
It's not the same.
Anything I can't say to her, I can't say to anyone else.
But what about those things you can't say to her?
Well, anything like that will work itself out in time.
Mm-hmm. Just might be worth thinking about.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Helen. I will. And thank you for the tea, love.
Neil.
I'd better get on.